Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, hour number two, we'll touch on the sport of mixed martial arts. The opening segment will be about MMA. Of course, UFC rocking and rolling last night in the home country where it was all started, maybe about 1930, 1935, talking about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in the land of Brazil. Last night, Diego Santos was the winner in the main event. We'll talk about that to an extent, but we'll concentrate, of course, on the upcoming UFC fights. We'll talk about the UFC heavyweight champ at the end of the year, Daniel Cormier, defending against Brock Lesnar, the former WWE star. Hey, not only that, how about Conor and Khabib and Amanda Nunes and, of course, Chris Cyborg Santos. So that's the MMA. But at 25 minutes past, I will switch gears. We'll go back to the sport of boxing, bring in Johnny Sigg, talk about the future, talk about the past. Lots of things to talk about in the world of boxing. Boxing's hot. UFC, not so hot as we right now because we got Khabib coming up on October 6th. But that's going to be a ways away, baby. Next week, we'll do Khabib in depth. But straight up, today, we're talking boxing for the most part in hour number two. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes.com, YouTube.com. I keep going, but I don't have enough time. The bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your show, folks. Open phone lines all around the planet. We're talking combat sports. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no commitment text line. No commitment, baby. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Gennady Golovkin, you lose your first fight as a pro. What is the feeling right now?
You know, just, first of all, just congrats, Canelo. Today he's going back to home like a champion. I think he feel different options. I feel it's good, you know, because, you know, my inside, I feel I'm champion.
You both gave a great fight. Mm-hmm. He came forward this time. Were you surprised by anything Canelo did? What did you feel like in the ring in terms of how the fight went?
Not a big surprise, you know, I'm ready because, you know, just if he going back, just he lost everything and I'm control. You know, I don't lose control, just I feel, you know, I control all rounds, yeah, just every rounds. And last my rounds, just I feel I win, you know, just judges not give me point, just this is not my problem. I take my job.
Do you want to fight Saul Canelo Alvarez a third time?
Absolutely. You know, just options. If you he's ready, just I'm ready.
What would you improve after 24 rounds? The judges see it very close still, not in your favor. What do you need to do? What needs to change?
You know, we have a like, great fight. Well, just this biggest level, you know, the biggest chance and this biggest fight for boxing, you know. I think, you know, like I just maybe little bit, like minimum for speed, for, you know, strategy. You know, just change, you know, maybe next time not Vegas, maybe, you know, different city.
And finally, did Canelo fight with Mexican style tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. No, just he has Mexican style. I have Mexican style. We have a great fight today.
Your feelings on the judges' decision?
Well, first of all, I think that we need to congratulate Canelo and his team. He fought a great fight, the kind of fight that I wanted to see, just so that the fans get what they pay for. I think that we knew that we had fair judges, and I think you have to take your lumps when they see it go the other way. It would be foolish for me to start criticizing when I don't win. It's a great fight for the fans. I think the fans won. We didn't get it this time, but hopefully they do it again.
Now, Gennady Golovkin was walking backwards most of the fight. Canelo took the fight to him, to the surprise of many. Is that what you expected?
That's exactly what I expected. I thought that he was mad enough that he was going to show everybody and show his fans that he could do that. And I'm very happy for him. I thought that he fought a great fight, like I said, and if the judges saw him winning, then he won.
What was Gennady lacking tonight? What did he miss about, you know, taking the fight over the edge to get a clear win?
You know, I thought that he thought in the end, the last couple of rounds, I thought that he was ahead, so he didn't do enough. I kept imploring him in the 10th, 11th, and 12th that I needed those rounds. And I think the 12th round was a pivotal round. I think the 12th round was the round that lost us the fight. I think the one judge gives it to Gennady, then it's a draw. But what a great fight, man.
The body work, round six, it looked like it took a toll on Gennady. How long did it take him to recover from that?
You know, I think that they both landed some great shots. Canelo landed some very good body shots, but they were both solid. They were both complete at the end of the fight. I mean, they both were trying to win. Who knows if it affected him, but I think that in the 11th and 12th round, they both proved to us that they were in great condition and they could take what they were dishing out.
After 24 rounds, there's very little points that separate Canelo and Triple G. Will we get 36 out of these two guys?
You know, that's what makes and creates the rivalries, the greatness of two fighters that are matched so evenly that it's 1 point or 2 points apart. But we'll see Eric and Oscar and Tom get together and discuss it. But I think that the fans would want to see a third one. I think that right now, I think the fans think that it's 1-1 because the controversy the first time. So, yeah, they could be the rubber one, and we'll find out for sure who the better man is. They're both great. I think that the fans got what their money's worth.
Abel Sanchez admitting his guy lost. He admitted it right there. So why is everybody talking about robbery and heist and this and that? Do the math. You know what? There's such outrage. I mean, even Mexicans are coming up to me saying, he lost the fight. Canelo lost the fight. What fight were you watching, man? Again, if he won the first six rounds and then he won the 12th round, that's 7 of the 12 rounds. See, you've only got to win 7 of the 12 rounds to win a 12-round fight. Just like when I was fighting 3 rounds, I only had to win 2 rounds of the 3 rounds to win the fight. Get it? Math. Simple math. Not algebra, not long math, nothing like that. You don't need your calculator. You could do it on your fingers. He had 12 fingers. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, Gennady Golovkin lost. It was a close fight. They'll have a third fight, no doubt about it, probably in May 2019. Up until then, of course, we'll be talking heavyweights as Golovkin figures out what he's going to do regarding his free agent status. Now, Johnny Sig, Free agent status, you heard Eddie Hearn talk about maybe signing Golovkin in hour number one. Is Golovkin that hot of a commodity?
Absolutely. You got to sign this guy, especially coming off a great fight like that. And then plus Danny Jacobs, who will have his last fight in October on HBO, will go to free agency. And Danny Jacobs is already promoted by Eddie Hearn. So guess where he's going? To DAZN. So that sets up a rematch there. And all the players at 160, if possible, Canelo signs with DAZN, will end up at 160 to have a little bit of a tournament there.
Got a text here for you. I guess somebody in Las Vegas listening on KSHP 1400 down there. Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, who wins?
Listen, man, I've made it publicly known that I think Wilder takes his head off. I like Tyson Fury. I think he's a good boxer. To answer this question as simple as I can is that Deontay Wilder's a gunslinger, bro. He goes after you. And Tyson Fury's so unorthodox and stands up so straight and has his hands low, tailor-made for a type of guy like Deontay Wilder. And that power is tremendous. I mean, you know, Fury got floored by Steve Cunningham. If Deontay Wilder lands a right hand on him, lights out, baby.
Okay, well, evidently I read the text the wrong way. Will the fight end up?
Oh, you know, I was hoping for Vegas. I definitely would go.
No, it's not a Vegas fight. It's not a Vegas fight.
I know it's not. I think Staples Center is going to get it. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing a heavy bid from Los Angeles for that fight.
I think Wilder would be smart if he could to take the Tyson Fury, the advantage that Tyson Fury has in drawing, and go over to Wembley Stadium and match the same size crowd that Anthony Joshua gets. You hear what I'm saying? That would be like in your face.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, the numbers they do over there, it's a celebration. Everyone's singing along, having a good time.
Time out, Johnny. They're singing like the Irishman until they lose. Go on. They ain't singing. You know, they don't be singing when Ricky Hatton got drilled. I mean, I can go on and on, but no, they don't be. When Barry McGuigan got destroyed by Steve Cruz in the 15th round back in 1987. Of course, Duran was on that card. All those great guys, Hearns, man, that was a great card. But he got destroyed in the 15th round, man. Life was never the same for him after that, no doubt about it. Hey, this is how he trained. He's fighting in 107-degree weather, and he's training in the morning. In other words, he's running in the morning, like when it's like 65 degrees in Palm Springs. So he never runs in heat. And when he trained in an air-conditioned tent. You know what I'm saying? So when he fought in the outdoors, Barry was done. Because you know what it's like. Try warming up in the house and going outside and fighting 15 rounds in your neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Know all about that, Pete.
So hot, man. All right, so Wilder and Fury, we don't have a side on that yet. L.A. maybe. What about New York City, the Garden?
I think it would do good at Barclay. Deontay, I've seen him fight there before, being originally from the East Coast like I had been, and he does good numbers over there. He does a good draw over there, especially when he fought Ortiz. That house was rocking. I could see them putting out a bid for it. Barclay's really becoming the new Madison Square Garden, if you will. Like, that's the place that's holding all the fights. And I tell you what, Pete, I went to over a dozen, you know, events there, whether it be concerts or boxing. They put on one heck of a show, no matter what they do. Beautiful arena.
They had some fights in Puerto Rico over the weekend. Of course, we're talking about Orlando Cruz, the openly gay fighter who came to me, I guess, about 10, 12 years ago. Said to me he wanted to come out on the show, and I said to him, no. And it wasn't like I didn't want him to come out or anything like that. I just told him, no, not in boxing, man. You can't do this. So he sort of stayed under the radar for a while. Finally, he came out, and he announced that he was gay, but he lost another fight yesterday, of course, losing to Terry Flanagan in his bid for the WBO 135-pound title. That was a couple years ago, coming out of Puerto Rico, Nevada. The WBC has reinstated former WBC bantamweight champion Luis Neri. Now, back to the news, the boxing news right now. We talked about Benavidez. Is there anything on Zerbo Ramirez? Is that his name, the WBO guy? Is he going to fight? Is he going to do anything at 168, do you know?
168, we're talking about Ramirez?
Is that his name, Zerbo Ramirez, the
WBO?
Yeah, go. That, you got it.
Gilberto Ramirez, unbeaten fighter. For me, him against David Benavidez is the best fight at 168 pounds. Like what I call the Mortal Kombat. Remember the video game Mirror Match?
Mm-hmm.
You get two guys in there that take heads off, that go for like the finishing moves, you know what I'm saying? And box in action fights, you know, on the regs regularly, you know. So that's the fight I really want to see. These guys need to fight more. Those are two great fighters and prime examples of guys. We talked about DAZN before, and networks. Those are guys that need to be supported on a network because they bring the fireworks, Pete. Okay.
Some more text here. Talk about Khabib. Khabib, of course, is a monster. He's 25-0, 26-0, 24-0. He's never lost, no matter how many O's, how many fights he's had. There's an O next to it. Of course, taking on Conor McGregor, the mouth that roared. Conor showed up at a press conference today with a bottle of Jack Daniels. He's going to get destroyed.
Absolutely. You know, this press tour is going to be amazing. What a mouthpiece McGregor is. I love the stoic presence of Khabib. He's kind of just sitting there knowing like, yeah, I'm going to get to you, bro. I'm going to take your head off, but for right now you can have your fun. Remember he put the bottle in his face and he's like, I don't drink. I never drink. This is classic entertainment for Khabib.
Entertainment was him. You turned me on to a YouTube video of him wrestling a bear. And I was, like, blown away. I mean, he was actually wrestling, I mean, for real. Now, we're not talking about some professional wrestling gag. He was actually wrestling a bear.
For real, wrestling a bear. If you guys haven't not seen it, go to YouTube. Khabib wrestles a bear.
Talking boxing and MMA, of course, the MMA Hour live here on Sports Bible and Johnny Sig. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That was 1-800-878-7529. Darren, listen on K-Ship in Vegas. Yes, somebody listens to K-Ship. KSHB 1400 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Talking MMA, baby.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
It's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Huge upcoming weekend in the Squared Circle, the sport of professional boxing, September 28th, ESPN Plus, that $4.99 a month app. Going to have a light heavyweight bout on top, an IBF junior bantamweight bout will be the co-feature. September 28th, same day, Showtime going at 9:45 in the East and the West. Devon Haney taking on Juan Carlos Burgos is another fight on that card as well. The 28th as well, George Groves from the UK taking on Callum Smith, the WBA super middleweight title, 168-pound championship, and that is in the World Boxing Super Series final. And the 29th, we've got a couple of fights, get this, and the 30th. The 29th, Facebook is going to go live at 9 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. Pacific time, with Jorge Linares and Abner Cotto. That's the junior welterweight bout. The 29th, the 29th as well, BN Sports Espanol taking on Juan Carlos Paz and Jorge Paez Jr. He's nothing like his father. His father could fight. It's September 30th, Victor Ortiz, the guy that got sucker punched when he dropped his hands against Floyd Mayweather. He brought that stuff on himself by trying to butt Mayweather, taking on John Molina Jr. So a big weekend of boxing. John, let's talk about the ESPN card first. First of all, ESPN, is Terrence Crawford, is he locked into small money deals, being that having that $1.5 billion deal for a guarantee with the ESPN rather than fighting on Showtime or HBO or pay-per-view?
We've got Jose Benavidez on October 13th, who is an unbeaten fighter at 147 for the WBO welterweight champion. And we have a situation where every great fighter, every good fighter, every money fighter fights at 147 with Al Haymon and Premier Boxing Champions, which is hosted mainly by Showtime. And now Fox with a new deal they have. So you got Earl Spence there. You know, you got Sean Porter there, Danny Garcia. The list goes on and on and on. Keith Thurman, if he ever comes back, Adrian Bronner. So I think it's a situation like, who's he going to fight after that, Pete? There's not really many guys there. And Bob Arum claims, I got guys at 147 for him. Well, who? Does anyone know? Because I don't, and I pretty much know what's going on out there on the reg. So, you know, I find that a very interesting question, Pete, and I'm looking to see if, does he move up? Does he go back down to 140? It's weird because there's not much money for him to make there.
Well, Vasyl Lomachenko, same thing? Is he just a guy with no opponents?
Yeah, I mean, I think they could negotiate a Mikey Garcia thing, but Mikey Garcia, he wants Earl Spence. I mean, there's some other cats out there, but he's been there, done that with Jorge Linares, who you mentioned, who's in a good fight a week from now, you know, who's always an entertaining fighter, but he's already been there, done that. Does he move up? 140's got a great weight class, but there's a lot of guys there that don't, you know, fight on ESPN. So this is where all these things were good for boxing. Long story short, all these apps out there, all these different networks and whatnot. But the problem is it's becoming very stabilized, very franchised, where people are going to fight in their own market for a little while. You know, I had mentioned DAZN before. I mean, it's going to have a great middleweight presence with, you know, Jacobs there and Billy Joe Saunders taking on Andrade. Like, you can start to see them all trying to brand divisions. And certain, you know, apps or certain networks are going to be exclusive to certain divisions. And it's going to make certain guys, like you mentioned, a Terrence Crawford or a Lomachenko, like, just have difficulty finding money opponents.
You know, you mentioned Billy Joe Saunders, the WBO 160-pound champion, of course, coming to you from the UK. He's one of those gypsies as well. He was in the headlines this week, and not for favorable things. Talk about that.
Disgusting. Caught on video offering someone that was looking for crack, you know, some crack if she slapped somebody. And, you know, he offered, I think, she was trying to get sex out of it. Now, he says it was all a prank, and I'm sure it was. But he's in training camp to face Dimitri Andrade. Doesn't he have anything else better to do on a Tuesday? And pick on crackheads, bro? Come on, you're a champion. You're supposed to represent a sport. You're picking on vulnerable drug addicts? Like, dude, and he's slapping Deontay Wilder a month before with chicken? This kid's a head case, bro. Like, honestly, if I was a fighter and I went in the ring, I'd go in there personally against the guy. And they say never to do that. But, I would love to hit that boy on his mouth because he acts the fool out there, Pete.
Who is Devin Haney?
Devin Haney.
Danny Haney's taking on Juan Carlos Burgos in Showtime. Of course, Thomas Matisse and Zora Amizarin, that's part of the card. But I've never heard of I've never heard of Devin Haney before. On that same night, George Groves is going to take on Callum Smith for the WBA 168-pound crown. This World Boxing Super Series final, the World Boxing Super Series, it's worked, hasn't it? I mean, it's worked in Europe.
Oh, absolutely. And the cruiserweight portion of it, which wrapped up with Usyk beating Gassiev. Oh, man, my man, Usyk, one of the best fighters out there, pound for pound, boy. Oh, monster. He's going to kill you. Tony Bellew's in trouble, Pete, in November. But
Anthony Joshua might be in trouble.
I'm telling you what, Pete, absolutely, you know. And the thing is, that tournament was excellent. The middleweight one was okay. There was a lot of injuries, super middleweight, I should say, 168. There was a lot of injuries, which kind of delayed things, which takes the buzz away. We got a good-looking main event, you know, with George Groves and Callum Smith. Callum Smith unbeaten, 24-0, 17 KOs against George Groves, 28-3. We all know him best for fighting Carl Froch, of course, and getting knocked out in a stellar fashion. I mean, Froch was amazing that night. And Groves has 20 KOs. Expect a good fight here. That's the fight I'm looking forward to the most. They have a new tournament now that has three-way classes, bantamweight, junior welterweight, and cruiserweight. Again, they're reprising the cruiserweight tournament. So the World Boxing Series, a super series, I think gets more exposure now because it's going to be featured on, again, DAZN, who's making big moves like ESPN Plus, who I think both are going to take over the future of boxing for the foreseeable future, Pete. I mean, they have so many – look how many cards you just fired off there in a short amount of time.
Yep.
I mean, and if you look into October, man, it's rocking. Boxing is heavy right now.
You know, you mentioned Carl Froch. Andre Ward took him apart. Andre Ward took everybody apart at 168. And Danny wants to know, are we overlooking Andre Ward's accomplishments? In other words, he doesn't get mentioned much.
Well, I mean, we're not Max Kellerman over here mentioning him every second.
Well,
but
Max, yeah, okay, I was going to say something, but I won't. Go on.
I know where you're going. I know where you're going. But here's what's up. I sat ringside for that aforementioned Froch fight you talked about.
Yeah.
And I saw wonderful things from Andre Ward I had never seen ringside. And my photographer that night took amazing photos and just confirmed what I thought I saw. Andre Ward at that point in time was so fundamentally sound. His elbow was always tucked to his hips. His hand was always above his chin, especially his left hand, right? Everything defensively was so responsible and brilliant counterpunching. If this person would like me to send them the pictures, I certainly will if he gives me his email address, because he looked the part of a textbook fighter at a world-class level, and he beat the snot out of Carl Froch that night, man. Literally, I think I had boogers landing on me. I was ringside.
ESPN Plus has hit over 1 million subscribers. They've still got me. Why should I keep it, Johnny?
The content, you know, the 30 for 30s are good. You get, like, a whole lot of classic, even though we could go on YouTube and look at these things. But the library in itself, I think, is worth it. You can look at a lot of classic fights, not only via Top Rank, but, you know, which is a promotional outlet for the outfit for ESPN. It's got a lot of content. And plus, like, you know, you don't have to worry about trying to go to your Russian websites, which we're all guilty of, to download a fight. Come on, let's be real, you know.
And never done a Johnny, time out. Never download, Johnny. You know that. Never.
Oh, well, you know what I meant.
Yeah. Never. But tell our folks out there, never download, because when you download, that's how you pull viruses and stuff like that. And if you're going to watch something on a website, most of these websites are, like, free. You got to look down at the bottom. This is a free website. If anybody told you to pay for it, you've been taken. Seriously. Anyway, enough of that. ESPN Plus, over 1 million subscribers. Are they the formidable app for sports? Are they the number one app or what?
I would say so right now. The Zone's going to pick up once they start, you know, launching more fights. And you're going to see them every week. I mean, that's how they roll out there in UK, man. And they're going to try to make that vibe, you know, kind of just bleed into the American culture, which if it does at 25%, it would be a huge success. But ESPN, I see, is going to be the front runner of this thing. And ultimately, the two of those faces will be the new HBO and Showtime. Now, no discredit to Showtime. Steven Espinosa, the president of sports directing over there, loves boxing. He's a boxing guy. So they're going to continue to have content moving forward. And I think they'll be always a good network for boxing, whereas HBO is more becoming just looking for their entertainment value, going against like the Netflixes and all that. And I think they bought him out of boxing. So you're going to see the three-headed monster be Showtime, DAZN, and ESPN moving forward in the world of boxing, with Fox Sports every once in a while showing a good fight.
You know, I interviewed Victor Ortiz back in, let me look at this, when was that, like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. He was fighting in San Jose at the HP Pavilion. He got roughed up a little bit, but he ended up winning the fight. And he told me afterwards, I don't know if this is for me, talking about boxing. Of course, then he got into the Mayweather thing. And, you know, I don't like Floyd, but I don't fault Floyd for doing what he did. You know, protect yourself at all times. And the guy did try to foul Floyd with a nasty headbutt. But he's coming back next week against John Molina Jr. Is Molina the better of the two?
Well, Molina's on. He's a good action fighter. He keeps you honest. And Ortiz is just so random in terms of, like, you don't really know what you're going to get, but you kind of do, because He's always learning on the job, meaning like you said right there, well, I really don't need to be getting hit like this. Well, you're a boxer. That's going to happen then, you know. And then he does the bonehead thing trying to butt Mayweather and ruin everyone's night because, obviously, if he had hit Mayweather with that headbutt, the fight would have been called and it would have went to a no contest because it was under
disqualification.
Disqualification, my man. So, I mean, John Molina could exploit the weak mindedness.
Johnny, running up on a hard break. Sit right there. We'll spend a few more minutes talking boxing here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network before hearing from Daniel Cormier, the World Heavyweight Champion. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Now back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Incredibly, Brock Lesnar was a, how do I put this, a good wrestler, a college wrestler, he was an NCAA guy. I mean, he was like top 10 in the country, no doubt about it, when he was wrestling as an amateur. Now, he's wrestling as a professional, but professional wrestling is sort of like, you know, choreographed, you know what you're going to do, that kind of good stuff. The results are sort of like a foregone conclusion. But every now and then, Brock Lesnar stepped into the world of real fights. We'll talk about, you know, the UFC heavyweight champion, the fact that, you know, he lost that title, but man, he was a formidable foe, no doubt about it, for anybody in the world of UFC in the heavyweight division. Now, he's taking on Danny Cormier, of course, for the World Heavyweight Championship, December the 29th. Let's hear what Cormier, the former, let's take it back, the current light heavyweight and heavyweight champion, has to say about this mega fight.
Yeah,
Welcome to UFC Tonight. Kenny Florian here alongside the UFC light heavyweight and heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier, and DC USADA announced tonight their ruling for John Jones' second failed test. He will receive a 15-month suspension retroactive to his failed test, making him eligible to return October 28th. What are your thoughts?
I'm the UFC double champion, right? I have bosses in the back, and I'm talking about this guy because I have to. I've moved past that. I mean, I went about my business, you know? I went and won another title. This guy, I guess, now his suspension's up. So we'll see what happens.
Is there a fight that could happen between you guys at this point?
I mean, I think people get excited. You know, people get excited about the prospect of us fighting again, but right. I've got to fight with Brock Lesnar. Why would I look back? Why would I look back to Jones now when I've got to fight? I mean, obviously, as a competitor, I want to fight the guy. He's beaten me twice. But I've got to fight. You know, why go back? This is a bigger fight. I've got a bigger fight with Brock Lesnar. Why should I go back?
Now, it was a little rare that we see this, but USADA said they believe Jones wasn't intentionally cheating. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, again, it is what it is. You know, but here's the deal. When it comes to USADA, they can't come to my house anymore at 6 a.m. I mean, what's the point? They've been to my house 15 times enough. USADA, don't come to my house anymore. You don't need to. You don't need to come. I'm not going to fail a test. I'm not going to make any mistakes. I'm not going to have to sit up there and go, I'm serious this time, guys. I promise I wasn't really trying to cheat. It's never going to happen with me. 70 times since I started wrestling internationally, and I have never made a mistake. It's not that hard. So to even be having to sit here and do this again shows that, you know, guys are ridiculous.
Well, we have a big show tonight. I can't remember everything, but we know who does. Karen Bryant.
You know, there's no doubt about it. Daniel Cormier is a bit of a bad spot. He did admit in that clip right there that he had lost to John Jones twice. And I guess, you know, if you're the light heavyweight champion and you've been beaten by a guy twice, and he was, I don't know, it's sort of weird there. Anyway, the reason why I'm bringing Johnny Sig into this conversation is that Brock Lesnar was a WWE star. Now he's fighting for real again. Of course, when he fought Shane Carwin, I think that was in July of 2010, he was hit in the face and he turned around and he ran. He ran with his back to Carwin. He jogged away from Carwin, okay? What I'm trying to say is he turned his back sort of as a sign of surrender. The referee didn't stop the fight. I thought he should have stopped the fight right then and there. Anyway, Lesnar coming back, of course, going to fight Daniel Cormier for the heavyweight championship. What does this mean that a fake guy is coming back to the real world of real sports? Because you're a WWE fan. Talk to me about that, Johnny.
Yeah, I like Brock. He's very intimidating in the WWE universe, which I love. I love that, like you were saying right there. And I respect anyone that gets in combat sports, especially the real version of it, boxing, Muay Thai, you know, mixed martial arts. You got to be able to take a punch, Pete, and he can't. I remember watching him against Cain Velasquez back in the day, and homeboy was getting rocked. I mean, to the point where he was falling down, rolling around, tumble saws, all the time. I'm like, they got to stop this. This guy doesn't belong here. So I don't care how strong you are. And I've trained fighters that were really strong. And they did that thing where you were saying where someone turns their back. And I looked at my fighter one time and said, dude, what are you doing? He turned his back to his opponent after he got hit. And the kid was, my fighter was a strong 250-pound guy, right? But he couldn't take a punch to save his life, Pete. You know, some guys, they don't know how to put their nose in there. And if you're in combat sports, brother, I mean, you're going to get hit. Like we were talking about before the break with Victor Ortiz. You have to expect these things. Now, you don't want them, but you got to be tough. So I think that in the Cormier fight, you know, I like Cormier. He's a great soundbite. I've seen him fight. And I think he's a good fighter. He doesn't look the part, does he? I mean, you don't. But at the end of the day, sometimes you don't have to be a muscly guy, the strongest guy alive. If you got the will, the stones, and you could take the heat, then you know what? You could win the fight. And I'm looking forward to this. I think the UFC's got some really good fights coming up, especially the Cyborg Nunes fight, man. I cannot wait for that. Okay. I love when the chicks rumble in that thing. Or, I'm sorry, the ladies rumble in that
thing. No, we can get away with saying chicks here. Look, let's be honest. Okay. Chris Cyborg Santos is a monstrous. I mean, I told you, Johnny, if I had guys, I wouldn't put guys in the cage with her, in the ring with her. She's just that amazing of an athlete, and she's really that tough. I mean, she really is. So whether or not Amanda Nunes can take that firepower, and if she is, here's probably the key to the fight. Probably the key to the fight is going to be making weight. score for Cyborg Santos. If she can make 145 and not kill herself, I saw some videos of her on YouTube, man, where she hadn't eaten for 3 days and they had her in a sauna and they were putting her through enemas and all kinds of excruciating. So I've seen her suffer, and if she can make 145 and be strong, Amanda's going to be in some trouble, I think.
100%. We were talking about running, man. I would totally run from Cyborg because, I mean, when she's on point and she's healthy and whatnot, she is nasty, nasty to deal with. So what you do, I'm really looking forward to that one.
Johnny, yeah. your entire fight, you move to her left. You move to her right. You move to her left hand. You stay away from that right hand. Just stay away from it. Take the shorter. I mean, you know, when she cracks you with that right, man, it's like all over. I've seen her crack dudes. I've seen her in training crack dudes, man. That means a guy. Anyway, and she's hurt them, so she's the real deal.
Dude, some people just have power like that. Going back to Wilder and, you know, how I feel that he'll beat Tyson Fury is by the same way. He's going to touch him, and that kind of power is just ridiculous, and they believe in that power, so they take risks. We always talk about boxing and fighting in general being a gamble. Well, if you believe in your power and you think the other guy really can't hurt you, because I don't think Tyson Fury could hurt him, going there real quick, right? So if someone believes in their strength, they go in there full-on commitment, and when they commit to their power and they have great strength, it's lights out. You know, I'm looking forward to this Lesnar-Cormier fight. I think the UFC had a very dismal year, but I think they're going to close it out very, very strong as boxing gets a little quiet. I mean, we have the Fury-Wilder on December 1st. Lomachenko's coming back the 8th. There's a couple things out there. The Super 6, the Super, Boxing World Series kicking off again. So there's a couple things to look at, but I really think the UFC in the last quarter of the year is going to definitely put on some great events for the fight fans.
John Signorello, I put Larry Merchant on the spot regarding Lomachenko, Vasyl Lomachenko. He says he's got an upcoming fight, but there's no super fights for him unless he gets out from underneath the Top Rank umbrella, correct?
Yeah, we spoke about that earlier, man. We touched on that, and I think that the whole thing is, for certain weight classes, certain fighters, they're just stuck. You know, and they have to make deals, and those are the type of deals that if ESPN and, like, say, DAZN, like, you know, come together for a fight or whatever, Showtime, whoever it's going to be, that's where you're going to see pay-per-view, because people need to get paid, you know, when they match universes like that together. So Lomachenko, yeah, he's one of those guys that's stuck, and it's unfortunate because he is considered one of the best fighters in the world right now.
Who is the best fighter in the world in the sport of boxing?
I got it at Errol Spence or Terrence Crawford, bro. And until I see those guys go against each other, I can't give you that answer. And I think the next person right there, I got to give credit to Canelo for last week. Boxing fans, can we please just respect what Canelo did and that we got a great fight last week? It could have gone either way, yes. But I think he showed world-class stuff. Larry Merchant said it great. Triple G probably would have beaten any middleweight in the world. I listened to the first interview with him today that he was on in the first hour. He said it perfectly. So, you know, I think you have to really look at Canelo as that guy right now at pound for pound, number 2 or 3, depending on where you put Crawford or Spence. If you look that way, going down the list, Lomachenko, Garcia, Usyk, Joshua, Wilder, and I like Nyola anyway. He's a 118-pound fighter who will be fighting in the Super World Boxing Series tournament coming up in October.
You forgot Wagasil. Wagasil deserves to be in the top 10.
Sarung Vasai definitely deserves to be there, Pete. You are absolutely right. Also, a fighter at 118.
Yeah, he can fight at 115, 118. He moves back and forth, huh?
Yeah, you see that happen there for a lot of those guys. And they stay active. So they'll take fights, it seems relatively on short notice, pop in at 115, next one at 118. But right now it looks like both those guys are going to campaign at 118, if I'm not mistaken. And that would be a great fight.
What is happening in the famed junior middleweight division of boxing at 154? What's happening at 154? Is Jermall Charlo the guy at 154 right now?
He absolutely is, with Jaime Munguia right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Israelando Lara is always, you know, in the mix. Jared Hurd is a great fighter at that weight class, and I really like to see him be a little bit more active as well. Julian Williams is always someone you could mention. 154 has some great names, you know, and some good possible fights.
154, Munguia, are these promoters, can they get together? Listen, Don King and Bob Arum, they hated each other. They would throw rocks at each other. I saw Don King Bob Arum go after Don King physically one time. So, I mean, they've had their rumbles over the years. But when it came time to making money together, they made it click. Why is it these guys aren't? Why is it Aaron won't click with Heyman? He clicked. He was willing to get in bed with Don.
It's a great question. I think they were able to do it because those guys that, you know, when King was out there and Aaron was out there, they had potential for pay-per-view sales. They were almost borderline household names. Unfortunately, Jaime Munguia and Jermell Charlo, as good as they might be, they aren't. So in order for those fights to happen, Munguia with Golden Boy, Charlo with PBC, right? So you have a situation where you have rival promoters that are willing to do business, but if they do business, they got to go pay-per-view. And then everyone complains. Obviously, I would too. That's not a pay-per-view-worthy fight. But back in the day when you had Aram and Don King with these great household names like a Chavez or a Tyson or, you know, who they were promoting and trying to cross-promote, you can use the pay-per-view outlet because people would pay for it. So that's what I think pigeonholes a lot of this stuff right now that goes on with the goings-on in boxing. There's a lot of pros, like I always say, and there's a lot of cons. I'm getting a lot of content, but it's going to be restricted to certain divisions.
John Signorelli, can you compare different eras in boxing, considering the different periods of time in the 20th and 21st century as far as nutrition and training and things like that are concerned? Can you compare different eras? Would it be fair? Can you do that?
No, you can't. Because like we talked about with football, Pete, off air last week, I mean, a lot of these guys walk around, they're monsters now. The conditioning, whether they're on juice, not on juice, they're different athletes.
Yeah.
There's so much more training and fitness regimens that people are doing now that they just didn't know about back in the day, or they just didn't consider back in the day, and dieting and all this type of stuff. So I think the modern-day athlete is in shape to be more conditioned and just be a better overall suited athlete for any sport outfit that's out there. But I think, you know, internally, intestinal fortitude-wise, you had guys that were more blue-collared back in the day, you know, that were from a different generation, cut from a different cloth, didn't make millions of dollars out the gate, you know. So I would take the throwback fighter, to answer this question, any day of the week over the modern conditioned athlete, because those guys were cut from a different cloth and they were more street guys and they were more fighter instead of and less athlete. Unless you were Muhammad Ali, who was an amazing athlete.
Wrap things up here. I was in the Oakland Raider locker room a couple years ago with Khalil Mack, probably the best pass rusher in all of football right now, but he's been traded by the Raiders. Anyway, the bottom line is, we're talking about physical bodies and this and that, and he and I, he's talking about body fat percentage, and I told him at one point in time I was down to like 4.5% or 5%, and he was telling me that at his best he was like 17 or 18%, and he got it down to 10, and it was all talk back and forth. And just at that time, this big fat guy walks by us, and he's the most unlikely-looking football player you've ever seen in your life. He's got a beer belly that you couldn't imagine. I couldn't, like, we're talking about physical bodies, and this guy walks by, and you know what Max said to me?
Don't go there, Pedro. Actually, call me Taco Man. Don't go there, Taco Man. Because we were talking about fat guys, and then boom, and this guy walks by. Anyway, there are still a few fat guys in the world of professional football. Speaking of football, you score touchdowns each week, man. I want to thank you so much. You're my main runner. You're my O.J. Simpson before the murders.
I was going to say, clean that up for me, will you? Guys, thank you so much. Always a pleasure being on, Pete. Everyone, enjoy your Sunday.
Yeah, I call him the Juice, baby, John Signorelli. Don't call him the Juice because of steroids. Call him the Juice because he's so juicy. Talking about Johnny Signorelli bringing us his world of boxing and MMA, of course, each and every week here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. In fact, you can check out his page on YouTube.com. Just look up Ring Talk, RingTalk, and he will bring you to most of the current shows here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, featuring myself and Mr. Signorelli. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Kizer, under pressure, throws it to Mack. Mack with the interception. Veering to the left of the 15. Mack to the 10, to the 5. It's a touchdown. Khalil Mack is doing it all. The interception, the touchdown. 16-0 Chicago as Kizer throws it right into the hands of Khalil Mack, who takes it in for 6.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Wrapping up 2 hours of Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline. Don't forget, folks, we come to each and every Saturday and Sunday. Saturday for an hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 8 o'clock in Honolulu, baby. That's 8 o'clock in the morning. An hour of Ring Talk live worldwide. Of course, we combine boxing, MMA, a little pro wrestling as well, in the one-hour show on Saturday. The Sunday show, 2 hours, of which you're listening to right now, hour number two. Of course, we talk boxing, MMA, and we have a great time. Johnny Signorella joins us. Larry Merchant is always a staple on Sunday morning. So we have a good show each and every Sunday. Of course, the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I invite you, I encourage you to check it out on YouTube, the new YouTube page for Ring Talk that Johnny Signorella has put together. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to give props to the Average White Band last night. Of course, Brent Carter, my buddy on lead singer, the lead singer, former Tower of Power lead. But Tower of Power stole the night. The new lead singer, Mr. Marcus Scott, I've heard him sing off-key on YouTube, but last night it was the best Tower of Power show I've ever seen in my life, and I've seen him over 300 times. So what do I tell you? Check out that new album, On the Soul Side of Town, on Tower of Power Records, brought to you by, of course, the godfather of funk himself, Emilio Castillo. Emilio, for fantastic performance last night, great album, Tower of Power. So very hard to go it is. I'll see you next week. Don't forget, you tune in to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You could be doing a million other things, but you listen to this show, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Till next time, peace and respect.